Over the last 2 weeks, WFAE's Lisa Wharf has reported on what it takes to get CMPD to release police shooting video under a new state law. A judge heard from several parties before denying the request to release footage. WFAE, which made the request, CMPD, the Mecklenburg District Attorney's Office, and the lawyers of the police officers all argued in court. But we haven't heard yet from the family. Lisa sat down with the grandmother of Rodney Rodriguez Smith.
Linda Woodard and her family celebrated Smith's birthday on November 2nd. He would have turned 19. They gathered at its grave.
Everybody was talking and just said a little few words and let the balloon go.
Woodard raised Smith. She says he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and ADHD. He had run-ins with the law, too. She once even complained to police he threatened to burn down the house.
He was a bluffer, a bully type person, wanted everything to go his way. But he was had his own good ways, and, you know, I spoiled him. I can admit that. So I guess that had a lot to do with it, too.
That birthday commemoration marked 5 months since police officers Michael Bell and Garrett Tryon shot Smith on the night of June 2nd. Woodard knows her grandson, a few minutes before that, shot someone in the foot or ankle on a CATS bus, though she thinks that might have been an accident. He got off the bus, and the account from CMPD is that officers stopped him on North Tryon, saw he had a gun, that he fired one shot, and the officers fired multiple ones. Woodard's seen a few still images from that night, but neither she nor anyone else in her family has seen the video from the encounter, although the new state law allows CMPD to show it to them.
I don't know if I can handle it or not. I just don't want my instincts to be right. I'm thinking that they shot him down, thinking that he had the gun and it was the cell phone. That's the reason why I guess ain't nobody called. It's just this funny instance I got that something ain't right.
And she wants the video released. Her skepticism of CMPD's account has grown since it's been 5 months and the DA hasn't decided whether to charge the officers. Yet they're back on the beat. And CMPD Chief Kerr Putney has said the officers acted heroically.
Has your daughter or anyone else in your family wanted to see that video?
Yeah. My husband said he wanted to see it. My son wanted to see it. I don't know. I think his mama wanted to see it.
And why is that?
They want to see what happened.
They have questions, too. Woodard says the assistant district attorney they met with last month offered to show them the body cam video, but said he'd call when it was ready.
I've been waiting on him to call me to let me know, but so far, ain't nobody called. Trying not to keep calling them, you know, trying to get them time to get everything together that they need to get together, whatever they're doing, taking so long. I ain't never been through nothing like this before, you know.
Woodard is 59. Her granddaughter lives with her and her husband in the university area. I caught up with Woodard between her shifts. She works in the shipping department of Snyder's Lance and in a hospital cafeteria. She didn't know WFAE had asked a court to release body and dash cam footage of her grandson's shooting.
I mean, that means that that video would be really easy to access on the internet. Would you feel comfortable with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll ask you again, why?
Because we need to know what really happened out there that night. And why is it taking so long for them to let us know what went on out there that night?
Several news outlets picked up Smith's shooting for a couple days following the encounter. Then everything went quiet until September, and she watched the protest over Keith Scott's shooting spring up around her.
Did the Keith Scott shooting make you think any differently about this?
Yeah. That means why I say how his case went so quickly and so much going on. And I was got threw up under the bridge, you know.
It got a lot of attention, is what you're saying.
But I didn't want that type of attention. That's been why I didn't try to make no big issue about nothing. I don't like all that violence and, you know, all this protesting. And I wanted to do this quietly and peaceful and, you know, get it out the way. I know it ain't gonna never go away, but I didn't want it that way, that they had theirs going. Mm-mm.
And you thought about that right after the shooting then?
Yeah. See, I could have went big with it like the rest of these people did, but that ain't me.
But now you feel ignored.
Yeah, I do. I started feeling it, know what.
After I spoke with Woodard, her son called me and said he's now trying to see the video right away. If that request is denied, he'll have to go through the same legal process we did. The only difference is he wouldn't have to pay legal fees, since he's a family member. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf in Charlotte.